Welcome to Canoe. I'm Junior.
And I'm Jordan. We're two pastors, but don't worry, we're not going to preach.
Nah, we think the best conversations happen on a canoe.
Especially ours.
So whether you're on a run, in the kitchen, or on your commute, grab a paddle, hop in the canoe. Let's navigate a river together.
Junior Ziegler, congratulations.
For what?
You and your dad on your other podcast, Between Two Lines.
Yep, Between the Lines.
Between the Lines. You guys just hit your 100th episode.
Yeah, that's right. That's a podcast where we read the Bible every day. It's fun.
Good. Oh, I just want to say thank you as well, because I thought that as you had this new podcast, I thought you were just going to leave two dudes in the dust.
Oh, heck no.
I thought I was going to be one man in a, what's the little canoes called?
Rowboat?
No, that's
the kayak.
Kayak. one kid in a kayak.
Nah, the canoe's too important. This is too much fun. And I feel bad because, you know, you congratulate me and now I have to confront you.
What do you mean?
I think you know what this is about. So,
no.
I had something pop up on Covenant Eyes.
Okay. No, we're not.
We're going there.
We're not telling this.
We're going
this
there.
This is the people. we're accountability partners.
Yeah, right. We're going there. So for those of you who don't know, Jordan and I have this program on our computers and on our phones called Covenant Eyes.
I would have highly recommended it before this.
It monitors like our use of our phones, make sure we're not looking at stuff we shouldn't look at. Like all of the staff at our church have this and we just keep each other accountable. Well, Sunday afternoon, I get home from church, and I'm just kind of resting, and I get this email, and it says, you need to have a conversation with your accountability partner, Jordan, because he visited this website that, I don't know if I'm going to share it, it had a very homosexual vibe to the URL. So right away, I text Jordan, and I'm like, hey, bro, what the heck is this? And we look it up, what it is, and it wasn't like explicit content, but
I had no idea.
It was blogs about like...
The name was... you just texted me because of the name.
Yeah.
So I Google it, and yeah. I'm like, oh my word.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't like bad pictures or videos. It's just like blogs about...
I didn't scroll past very far, so it might have been. All I know is the very first two articles, the first one was something about sexy men in Renaissance art.
Yes, that's right.
That was the article. Why are men in Renaissance art so sexy? And I texted Junior and said, bro, I promise I didn't look at that.
Right?
I don't think my wife looked at that.
Apparently it was at 7:30 Sunday morning.
I have an alibi.
On your iPhone 13.
Yeah, I have an alibi. I was driving to church, not looking at Renaissance men.
Well, you know what makes a good accountability is believing the best. So, Jordan, I believe you.
Hey, that's a good. We should do a river on believing the best.
Yeah, we should. That is a huge part of just relationships in general. But that is not this river. This river we are going down is called AI River. AI beep. Stands for
beep.
Jordan's trying to do the robot right now. He's terrible at it. AI stands for, because a lot of people don't know this,
artificial intelligence,
which is becoming this huge thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because you mentioned this to me like 3-4 months ago. You're like, dude, AI is becoming huge. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about because I don't watch the news or anything.
I think we did a news thing.
Yeah, we did. That's right. And it's like exploded. It's become this big thing.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about this exploding phenomena of artificial intelligence. How do we navigate artificial intelligence? We're going to do that. But first, we've got... This is what grinds my
gears. This is what grinds my gears. Paper straws.
Oh, the worst.
Name something worse.
I can't.
This is probably one of the grindiest, geariest thing I've ever
Listen,
had.
Listen, I'm all for green. I'm all for saving the planet. I'm also not for a straw dissolving in my freaking mouth while I'm trying to enjoy my $5 coffee.
Every time you get halfway through, you can't finish the drink.
Oh, it's terrible.
And it just pissed. I'm all for the turtles.
Yeah.
But
I don't need paper mache in my mouth.
Yeah. I would kill 100 turtles if I never had to use a paper straw again.
Wait, hold on. But like sea turtles?
I mean, I love sea turtles. But okay, let me throw this at you. Would you have to use paper straws for the rest of your life, but you save one sea turtle, or you kill a sea turtle and you use plastic straws?
Just one?
Just one.
Ah, shoot. I would probably use the straws.
Kill the turtles.
Maybe not. I don't use
kill
straws
the turtles.
Much. I don't use straws much.
You heard
so
it.
I might save the sea turtle.
No, you kill the turtle. You already said it.
Okay, Okay, so here's why I wanted to go down this river. I was just scrolling reels after I had confronted you about your internet usage on Sunday.
Okay.
I started scrolling some reels on social media, and I ran into all these people who were using ChatGPT. You know what that is?
Yes, ChatGPT. It's the new AI program thing. Type it in a prompt, and it will shoot out within
whatever
seconds,
you want.
You
could tell it to paint you a painting, and it paints you a painting of whatever you want. And so I found these people that were asking ChatGPT to just help them with life in general. The one guy asked the AI to come up with a breakup text for him that would work well. Somebody was writing a paper through chat. I think a lot of students are doing that now. Instead of writing a paper, just I'll have artificial intelligence write me a paper. And there's really no way to check to see if you're plagiarizing or anything.
No, there is. So
there
is now. Because I asked a high schooler who's over at my house last week about how it's all working.
Yeah.
Because it's true. On Snapchat, they have this where you can type in a prompt and Snapchat will type out a whole paper.
Okay.
And so they say that you can do it on like regular assignments because the teachers aren't going to check for plagiarism on there, but big papers,
But you do have students writing papers using artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
You have, I've heard of people in church, like church world, where you have pastors using AI to help with sermons.
Oh, it's crazy. I had a guy text me, because we were doing a sermon series on the seven deadly sins, and the guy texted me, he's like, hey, just try this. Type in funny sermon on seven deadly sins, lust. And I read it, and it was, I'm like, this is actually pretty funny and good.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And the fact of the matter is like, regardless of where you're at, you might look at artificial intelligence and be like, okay, that's scary, which I might agree with you on some of that. You know, like, oh, okay, that's scary. We need to get rid of this. Others might look at this and be like, hey, we're evolving or we're progressing. This is fantastic. Life's going to be a lot simpler. Regardless of where you're at on that spectrum, here we are. This is where we're at. And we've got to figure out our response. How are we going to navigate a world that now has some serious artificial intelligence?
Now, Junior, every generation has had to have conversations around this topic of new shocking technology.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like the printing press that came out. That disrupted the world.
It's huge because now you had access to all this information.
Yeah, and you could print it and release it very fast.
Right.
They had to figure out how to handle this and what to do. Computers.
Yeah, personal computers.
Personal computers, iPhones, social media,
absolutely.
Google.
Yeah.
I mean, the rise of all this stuff. So we're not the first having this conversation.
Right.
But what I think could be really helpful is even looking back at some of this and seeing some of the ways that previous generations have either used these things for good and also how they used it for harm and what we could learn from some of those
habits. Right. So we need to have this conversation. There is this new technology, whether you hate or love it, here it is. Let's talk about it.
AI. Beep, pop. Boop, boop.
Jordan, an Austrian university just put out a study, and the headline article says, smartphones are making us stupid and may be a gateway drug. And the article goes on to talking about a gateway drug into more stupidity. But the whole article is about how smartphones are smart, but they have made a dumb population. Because they've made a population completely dependent on the phone.
I don't think anyone would disagree.
No. But when you read it and you think about it even more, it's like, wow, smartphones have really made us dumb for a few reasons. First off, we're less curious than we used to be. So you think about 100 years ago, if you wanted to try something or test something, you would go out and you would get the elements to test whatever scientific experiment you want to try, or you would go out into nature and kind of explore to answer your curiosity. Now all you have to do is just type it into Google, you're good, and then you forget about it 5 minutes later, and you don't have that experience. So you lack curiosity because of your smartphone.
So you're saying we learn through exposure to things and experimenting rather than just like a quick textbook answer. It's kind of like when you study.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between cramming something for the last minute and actually learning the information.
Exactly. Right. So we don't experience our curiosity anymore.
That's
we just
good.
Solve it really quickly. The second is we lack ability to fully research. So I didn't have a smartphone until I was married. So like when I was in college.
Yeah, that's when it came out in college for me.
Yeah. So when I was in college, I used to have to go to the library to write papers. Like if I wanted to find something, I'd have to go. I couldn't just go online for everything. I had to go find books, read a bunch of books, and get a ton of information I didn't need to find the information that I did need.
Okay, but don't you think there was a there wasn't a lot of information. Like, you found in a library, you'd find like maybe one or two books. Now you have an access. I actually think it's too much information load. Like,
okay,
there's too much content. How do you know which context is actually the best?
Interesting.
So that could maybe play into the library, because at the library you had two resourced books that were have held up to the test of
sure.
time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now it's just a barrage, you know.
However, though, if you introduce content. AI into this, now AI cuts all that out and just gives you exactly what you need, and almost even word for word what you just need to write. So you don't even need to research.
Yeah, but is it, again, is it the right stuff?
And a lot of times we don't know. And so we're a dumber, more dependent population as such. The third thing is we have access to misinformation now. More access to misinformation. Now, there's always access to misinformation, but printing misinformation was a heck of a lot harder 100 years ago than just putting it online.
Yeah.
So much misinformation out there.
Yeah.
And then the fourth is access to voicing your uneducated opinion is making us dumber. So if I feel an emotion, what is my outlet? Oh, I'm just going to go on Facebook, or I'm going to go on TikTok, or I'm going to go on Instagram. I'm going to go cry about it.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to voice my uneducated opinion out there. So we got all this misinformation, uneducated opinions flying out there. It has made our society dumb.
And I'd add one personally. I think it's also hurting relationships.
Yeah.
Left and right. I had this high schooler I was talking to last week. They said on Snapchat, one of the things is you can not only can you see who's hanging out with whoever, you know, through the weekend that you didn't get invited to, you can see the location of where your friends are at. So you can see, you can not only know your friends are hanging out, you can see what they're doing.
On the Find Your Friends app.
It's on the location on Snapchat.
Oh,
so
really?
You see your posse and pocket of friends hanging out all over town without you.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's terrible.
So smartphones are smart. They have made us dependent on them. And as a society, we are dumber. Is that even a word? Dumber? Maybe we should Google it right now. And
don't do it. Let's go experience it.
But we as a society are dumber because of our dependence on our smartphones. Now, having said all that, Jordan, I'm not saying smartphones are terrible.
I love my smartphone.
You and I both have smartphones.
I'm addicted to it.
Yeah, that's right. But the problem is like, if you don't know how to navigate your smartphone, what's going to happen, and this is what I fear for my kids, is they're going to get a smartphone one day and they're just going to go freaking all in. They're going to eat it all up. And by the time they realize that it's hard for them, they've already formed an addiction.
Which, to be fair, that's what our generation is facing right now. We all, if you go to anyone, they'll admit they're addicted to their phone.
Yeah.
They'll admit they would like to be on it less. If you took a survey, I'd bet it'd be over 99% would say, I want to be on my phone less.
Yeah.
But the addiction is there.
Because that technology is introduced to us and we jumped in the deep end full, like head first, just ready to go. So when it comes to a technology like AI,
that's your
whether
fear.
You're more fearful of it like me or whether you love it more like Jordan, I think you and I would both agree you walk toward it slowly.
Yes.
Don't jump in and create this huge dependence and addiction. Just walk into it a little bit slowly. And with a little bit of hesitancy with the new technology.
We got more to the conversation coming up. But first, we have our ever so loved
Canoes.
Weird, crazy, kooky news. It's Canoes.
All right, Junior. This is a weird one, I got to say.
Yeah.
A little nostalgic, though.
Okay.
And also makes me kind of hate our genre of music growing up. The big genre of music growing up for me and you is what we would now classify as emo music.
Yeah.
Were you a big emo fan?
Yeah. I was into it. Mainly because no other group would kind of take me in, but the emos, they took me in.
So. The emo takes in everyone. That's the best part of it. I love the emos.
And for those who don't know what emo is short for emotional. And I don't know, how do you describe the emo style? It was like black hair that you would kind of like put halfway
you'd kind of part
your face.
Nail polish. It was
okay, I never did that.
I didn't have black hair either, but it also was just like a heart lifestyle you had. You know.
All right, so what's the news?
Here's the news. Fallout Boy, which is a big emo band, their latest album is being released on vinyl, and the band infused it with their own tears.
Why?
There's nothing more emo than that.
So you can buy a record with Fall Out Boy's tears in the vinyl.
Yes, infused in it.
Why?
I don't know. But
weird.
Also, like, I have a million questions.
Yeah.
Like, are they just, when, what are they thinking about to make them cry for all of these vinyls?
They just take a bunch of hot sauce.
But they're crying on these records. It's wild.
Yeah, that is weird.
And I kind of want one. It's so emo.
What was your favorite emo band?
Oh, man. I had a lot. One of my, I'd say, Secondhand Serenade. My first concert I ever went to was Secondhand Serenade in the skating rink.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it was in a skating
rink?
Rink.
That's
funny.
There's not, that's a small show. Oh. Yeah, it was awesome. What about you?
I liked Fall Out Boy.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
I did like them.
I'll give you the,
not anymore now.
I know what to get you for Christmas. Weird enough. All right, what about My Chemical Romance?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that song?
Black Parade.
Oh,
my goodness.
When I was a young boy. My father.
Just those chords on the piano take me back to like just driving around Madison, Wisconsin.
Honestly, I'm getting teary-eyed.
All right, so here's my thing when it comes to AI, and I'm going to kind of get on a soapbox here right now. I apologize, but I'm a bit of a preacher at heart.
Go ahead.
But AI, artificial intelligence, is just that. It's artificial. And our world is becoming more and more artificial, it seems like. I know I sound like an old man right now, but it becomes more and more artificial as time goes on. You scroll on your social media, my goodness. You know, the pictures that we tend to compare our bodies to, you know how many of those pictures are Photoshopped and are played with?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. But now marketing companies were doing that way before.
Absolutely. But you know, now
but
it's
now,
like...
Now we all can.
Now we're all doing it to ourselves. All the filters on Instagram. Yeah. There's some girls that I see, I'm like, every picture of yours is a filter.
Yeah.
Like, it's all so artificial today that people are craving authenticity. They have not identified that craving yet, but I guarantee you, people are craving authenticity.
Hashtag no filter.
That's right. So mark my words right now. I'm going to call it right now. The few independent, by independent, I mean people who are not dependent on social media, their phones, all of that. The few independent, authentic people will stand out greatly in 10 years. Like Jordan, my heart for my own daughters is to keep them off social media and away from smartphones for as long as I can. I want them to realize that life outside of a screen offers far, far more than anything a screen can offer.
Yeah. My wife and I talk about that with our boys all the time.
Yeah.
Of how people can't be bored anymore.
Right.
It's wrong. And being bored is so helpful to actually how to learn and deal with things. I think that's why people are so anxious.
Yeah.
Because they always have these influx of things going
on. Stimulation that they're addicted to.
You're right. And they never have
time.
They
don't know what they're doing and it's not stimulated.
Exactly. So then they get anxious.
Yep.
But also reminds us, we did this on another river of when we are taking things from culture, we're supposed to look at it and say, okay, can we receive this? Do we have to reject this? Or can we redeem it?
Yeah.
And I do think there's an element of this to redeem. I do think AI in the future can be used in a way that we can redeem things. I think it can be a big time saver for some things.
Okay, like what? Because honestly, I'm sitting here trying to think of like ways that AI is going to really benefit us. And I'm sure there are, but I'm just like struggling to find that. So where would you say that?
I think there's a lot. I think even in businesses, I think it's when guys are looking to hire. Now, the wages to hire a normal person are crazy. So if they can replace that with AI technology, I think it's going to help business owners a lot.
So they can just get rid of a lot of people's jobs is what you're saying.
No, because then those people are going to have to step up and create. That's how our culture has always grown, though.
That is true. So I'm reading this book called Deep Work by Cal Newport right now. It's a really good book. And he does bring this up. This is like, I think it's like an 8-year-old. This is way before AI when he wrote this book. But he writes about how people need to become masters at their job because technology will catch up to them. Yeah. And if they aren't masters at like their field, then technology will overcome them and they will lose their jobs. And that is not a shot at anybody who's lost their job because of technology. That kind of stuff happens.
Yeah.
I didn't write that. Cal Newport did. But there is something to that. I get what you're saying.
But also, going back to the authenticity part of it, I don't think that it's necessarily going to take a bunch of workers out of it. I think that they'll always need a human touch. So my buddy's company, he's a recruiter, and he's like, AI is coming into the recruiting world to actually recruit and hire people for different companies. And I'm thinking, okay, that's awesome, but I still think that's going to need a human interaction and touch.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of these things are going to help automate some stuff that people do, but there still needs to be the human authentic soul that's going to be able to connect with a lot of these things.
All right, so here's the thing, Jordan. I think you and I have different thoughts on AI. Like, Would you say I'd probably be far more cautious with AI, far more skeptical of AI than you would be? Is that a fair assumption?
I think it's very fair.
I think it's okay to go into. I'm not saying I'm scared of it. I'm just extremely suspicious, and I think it's okay to walk into something suspicious.
Agreed.
So that you're thinking about everything before you're adopting it.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I think that there's room for this to help culture, like we've seen these other things. But I do agree that we need to tread lightly and not just be like, oh, great.
Yeah.
I wish we would have walked in some of these other things slower.
Like smartphones, for sure.
Yeah, skepticism. Yeah. Skepticism's not a bad thing.
I think you and I will both agree, though. Like, for me, I will never use AI for sermons.
Yeah,
because sermons are a very spiritual thing.
Yeah.
God put something on my heart through scripture to communicate.
Yeah.
God did not put something on AI's heart.
That'd be like using AI to pray.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Our music guys at our church aren't going to write music using AI. I know some churches are doing that. I don't think that's ethical or right. God put something on our heart, and we are the ones to communicate that. So all in all, Jordan is saying, jump in, love AI. If it gets rid of people's jobs, that's fantastic. I am saying, let's be cautious.
I didn't say that.
No, but we can both agree, tread carefully when it comes to this. But it's not something that we need to demonize right off the bat and completely reject. I think we both agree on that. Having said all of that, it's time for
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars reviews.
So all this ChatGPT talk has had me interested, Junior. I thought we'd review it.
Okay.
Let's just see what all the hype's about. All
right, let's do it. I have not used it yet, and I said I won't use it, but you're using it.
We're going to redeem it.
Okay.
We're going to ask it to script us a podcast.
All right. Script us an episode of Two Dudes in a Canoe.
Yeah. So here's the prompt I put in. I said, write a script for a 2-person podcast and make it funny.
Okay. I got it.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Paddle Tales, the hilarious canoe chronicles where two dudes navigate through life and water with laughter. I'm your host, Captain Chuckles.
And I'm your host, Rapids Rick. Get ready for a wild ride filled with jokes, mishaps, and of course, canoeing adventures. And
then it says, cue applause.
Hey!
We should get that on our show. Rick, my man, have you ever struggled with the experience of trying to paddle a canoe in a straight line?
Oh, Chuckles. Let me tell you, I once thought I was a human compass. But once I got in a canoe, I ended up going in circles like a confused duck.
A confused duck? That's a perfect description. I guess we should stick to land navigation instead. All right. Well, that was... What do you think? Interesting start to an episode. I think...
We could have kept it going.
There was some potential there.
Yeah, I'm going with 2.
But
stars.
I think our job's pretty safe. So yeah. I would go 2 stars. It came up quick, which is cool. It came up within like 5 seconds.
Yep.
But it was missing just the authentic beauty of me and you.
But let's see if our fellow canoers agree. Maybe from now on, we just script all of our podcasts through ChatGPT.
You'll know that we're doing it because I'll start every episode with, I'm Captain Chuckles.
And I'm Rapids Rick.
And that wraps up another adventure-filled episode of Two Dudes in a Canoe. We hope you had as much fun listening as we did recording.
Absolutely. Remember, life is like a river. Sometimes calm, sometimes wild, but always worth the ride. Hey, that was actually AI that scripted that part.
Yeah, we got you, suckers.
That was not bad at all.
No, that's wild. I changed my mind. 5 stars.
I'm staying at 2. Hey, this was a good conversation. And as always, we just ask that you share this episode. Sure, like it. Yeah, comment. But we love those shares. It gets the canoe out there. We need your help paddling. So paddle this canoe further than we can take it. Next episode, we'll wrap up season 5.
Oh, I feel like we've had a strong season.
We have. And next episode is going to be fun. It's our 50th episode.
50th anniversary.
50's coming
up.
Can't
wait. See you next week. Kill the turtle. You already said it.